Hey everyone, I'm Donna Amadon, your spiritual fitness coach. And today we're going to be answering the question, does prayer really make a difference? A few weeks ago, I was leading high school girls in a Bible study, and one girl asked that very question. Her thought was this. She said, God's going to do what he wants. Why do we even need to pray? Does it really make a difference? And maybe you've had that question too. Well, today we're going to go back to the Bible and look at some known and lesser known verses that will lead us to an answer. We begin in Romans where Paul is concluding his letter, and he says this, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf. The NIV says, join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Now, here's what strikes me. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul, the one God empowered to spread the gospel. And what's he saying? He's saying, guys, I need help. I need you to pray for me. And this wasn't the only time Paul asked for prayer. In Colossians 4, Paul requested prayer that a door of ministry would be opened and that he could speak with clarity. In 2 Thessalonians 3, Paul asked the people to pray that the gospel would spread and that he would be delivered from evil people. And in Ephesians 6, Paul asked for the people to pray that he could speak boldly. Isn't this fascinating? And here's what hit me. When Paul was writing these letters, I don't think he was looking for something spiritual to say. He didn't say, pray for me to just to fill words on a page, but he said, pray for me to fill his life with power. You see, Paul knew something that we cannot forget. When God's people pray, God moves. So, does prayer really make a difference? Yes. James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. We can think of it this way. When you or I pray about a situation, when you pray for your child or your marriage, when you pray for your job or your church or your pastor or a friend, we are inviting the presence of God and the activity of the Holy Spirit into that situation in a way that it would not have been there unless we prayed. What a thought. So here's my challenge for you today. Think of at least one thing you can be praying for. It may be something you used to pray for and you stopped, or it may be something you know needs God's touch. And whatever it is, pray with fervency. Pray with anticipation. Like Paul, ask others to join you. Let us know in the comments how we can be praying for you. And together, we can fill our lives with His power. Now go, win today.